Welcome back to Going Gold for Childhood Cancer. I'm Emma Henson, and today I'll be telling you about Golden September, also known as G9, Childhood Cancer. G9 was founded by Annie Bartos, a 16-year-old girl from Heartland, Wisconsin, who lost her twin brother to cancer in 2012. She saw the world turn pink in October for breast cancer and became determined to unite the world for kids battling cancer through the colors gold. Sarah and John Bartos, Annie's parents, founded the I Back Jack Foundation in 2006 following the unthinkable diagnosis of their son, Jack, with neuroblastoma, an aggressive and difficult to treat pediatric cancer. The I Back Jack Foundation is a public charity organized to support pediatric oncology research. The I Back Jack Foundation has raised over $1 million for childhood cancer research. In 2007 to 2011, despite a variety of treatments, relapse for Jack occurred in 2009, 2010, and 2011, and forced the Bartos family to travel the country in search of a cure. The I Back Jack Foundation raises over $1.25 million for pediatric neuroblastoma research. Annie's idea to turn the world gold during the month of September inspired Gold in September, also known as G9. G9 is unique because it focuses on all children fighting all cancers in all regions of the country with a golden umbrella of hope for the future. In 2017, the second annual Golden Celebration takes place in the golden month of September. Guests raise $600,000 in support of childhood cancer research. I had the opportunity to talk with Annie and for her to answer a few questions for me about childhood cancer. I asked her where she sees G9 going in 10 years, being as she was the founder of G9. She said, in 10 years, I see G9 being a major partner with all the main hospitals in the country. Hopefully, every childhood cancer foundation will be united under a similar goal in raising awareness to find a cure. I asked her how she sees the impact being made. She says, I see the impact being a united front that all kids can benefit from. I also asked her, out of all the people that she has met through G9, who has been the most influential and why? She said, the most influential person I have met would be Dr. Peter Adamson, the head of the former Children's Oncology Group, also known as COG. I was so young when we met, and he believed in my dream since I was just 11. Now, G9 and COG are partners, and we are currently working on a pediatric match trial. Her greatest memory since G9 started was meeting anyone who benefited from receiving treatment from any of the chemotherapy trials that G9 funded. She says, it was amazing to see that I was making a huge difference for many kids. I asked her if anyone else or students at Arrowhead High School can get involved. She said, AHS is doing a great job right now, and it is up to us kids to see a problem and take action. Lastly, I asked her if she thought G9 would be as big as it would be today. Her answer was, no, I never thought that it would be as big as it would be today. I never thought that they would be so much support, and I never thought that the foundation would grow as fast as it has. Annie has done such a great job getting it, not only the community members, but AHS students involved and aware of childhood cancer. Now, besides donating and raising, there are many other ways to get involved, such as contacting various media outlets to suggest they run a story in September about childhood cancer. During September, people can provide families on the pediatric oncology floor with gold goodie bags containing gold products and gold toys and hand them out. People can also hold a gold bake sale and or lemonade stand and hand out information on childhood cancer. Other people in the community can propose a challenge to their friends to find 30 people who will join you in finding 30 ways in 30 days to raise awareness for childhood cancer. Thank you, and thanks for listening.